It is instructive to listen to the left when it comes to energy policy. You would think that they would understand that if you get rid of this energy-producing supply and this energy-producing supply, at some point you're sitting in the dark, but they don't seem to understand that. Well, windmills will do it. No, windmills won't do it. I'm here to tell you, you need energy on demand. On-demand energy is not windmills. On-demand energy is not solar panels either. On-demand energy is energy-dense products like, well, fossil fuels is one that comes to mind. And one of the ways fossil fuels are distributed around the country in a safe fashion is by pipeline. In fact, it's safer than trucking or trains or anything else. And yet, some on the left would have you believe that we need to get rid of these pipelines because they're a danger. So now, the Trump administration wants to make it a federal crime to disrupt pipelines. Joining me, Craig Stevens, the former senior advisor to the Energy Secretary. Craig, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Good morning.
You also work for Grow America's Infrastructure Now, GAIN. The Pipes Act, why is this so important?
Well, Steve, you kind of framed it really well already this morning. Today, there are over a million miles of pipelines transversing our country that actually ship fossil fuel products, petroleum, natural gas, and other fossil fuel products across the country to make sure that we have the supply that we need. I mean, our petroleum supply today, we use 800 million gallons of gasoline every day just to fuel our transportation sector. And as you know, natural gas has become the most used fuel for our electricity sector. It's being used it's being used to produce over a third of our nation's electricity. So both are very important. Both, as you mentioned, are dense and rich with energy. So what we need to do is make sure that we can get these products to market so that our consumers and businesses can use them. So what we've seen across the country, certainly in the last couple of years, is more and more protests trying to shut down these new pipeline construction.
Yeah, you see it all the time. The Keystone Pipeline being maybe the poster child for the environmental justice warrior movement, the Keystone Pipeline, targeted time and again. But as you look at pipelines around the country, maybe one of the most famous, the Alaskan Pipeline that runs south from Prudhoe Bay, right? It's been there since 1973.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is, and I walked along this and drove along the Alaskan Pipeline a couple of years ago, not a single leak since 1973. Not one leak on maybe the biggest, most famous pipeline in America since 1973. Pipelines work, is my point.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only do they work, they're also much more cost effective than trains and trucks. And if you think of either one of those, trains and trucks, they have to go back empty to refill wherever they're getting their fuel from, whether it's a natural gas or from the Permian, from any other place where there's oil.
Sure. And
if they're transporting the product somewhere, sure, they're full, but they have to go back empty. So there's also an environmental concern there.
Well, yeah, certainly. And there's a community in Quebec. Well, there used to be a community in Quebec where a train carrying oil exploded a couple of years ago and leveled the entire town. Now, it didn't get a lot of press in America, but it should have. The entire town burned to the ground, and the residents homeless because a train carrying oil derailed, caught fire, and that was the end of that. That's why pipelines, to me, are, well, a far more prudent way to go. So tell me about this legislation. What will it mean?
So what this will recognize and force is it'll provide law enforcement with actual clarity as to what the law is. And I think we've seen that across the country where a local law enforcement doesn't really understand and know what the laws are with regards to protests. Now, there are, of course, trespassing laws, and of course, there are vandalism laws, but there really hasn't been that much clarity provided to law enforcement. And this will give them that clarity so that they can, under federal law, arrest and prosecute protesters. And, you know, we all agree, I think, Stephen, we all agree that everybody should have their ability to provide, you know, their opinion and their context. But there is, whenever there's a pipeline, there is a debate, there is a permitting process which people on both sides of the issue can come and speak, and then ultimately that decision is made by regulators. And once that decision is made, we have to let these projects move forward so that they can be done in a manner that actually helps our economy.
Well, but you know quite well, Craig Stevens here, former senior advisor to the Energy Secretary and a spokesperson for Grow America's Infrastructure Now, GAIN. You know full well that one of the most readily available tools now to those on the left is the courts. They can get a judge somewhere to say, we're going to shut this down. They can do it not just in one area. They can do it across the country if they find the right activist judge. And so a lot of this is being litigated I agree with you. We need to move past all of this litigation. If it goes through the permitting process and everybody shows up and gives whatever background materials and information they need to give and the decision doesn't go their way, it shouldn't be a license to go into the courts and spend years and years and millions of dollars in resources for it to perpetuate forever. I think that's irritating to a lot of people. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a real challenge. And I think, you know, that's only going to get worse before it gets better, because there are a lot of institutional funders like Tom Steyers and Fred Stambach who have donated, you know, millions and billions of dollars to an anti-environmental, to an anti-fossil fuel cause. Michael Bloomberg's another one. And so that's just the new cost of doing business for pipeline and even supermajor companies that are trying to develop more of our nation's natural resources, because, you know, they've got these folks who are hell-bent on driving us off of fossil fuels, trying to keep fossil fuels in the ground. And as you say, turning us to windmills and sunshine and happiness. And
well, actually, as you
well know, won't fuel our economy.
Yeah, actually, Craig, I was thinking about getting one of those little hats with a propeller. And I thought I could self, you know, create energy myself, just walking around, and the propeller would go around and I'd power myself. That's kind of my plan. And so, you know, I've got a plan, at least, right?
Sure. Maybe if we have enough hamsters on a wheel, maybe we can generate enough electricity for us too, right?
Exactly. But I like the whole prop on the hat thing. Anyhow, Craig, if people want to find out more about what you're doing and your organization, what can they do? Where do they go?
Yeah, gainnow.org is our website. And, you know, we're trying to provide more context to this debate to make sure that the environmentalists aren't the only ones that are being able to speak out on this. So we're trying to talk more about the need and the importance of energy and energy infrastructure in the United States.
Well, good on you, Craig. Well done. Great having you here. And look forward to talking to you again sometime soon.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
There you have it. Craig Stevens, everybody, here on the program. A quick break still to come. Congressman Tim Walberg will be joining me here, talking about everything going on with the Democrats, which is mostly attacking Donald Trump. We'll talk about if there's actually any legislation moving forward inside the swamp. It's straight ahead right here on the Steve Gruber Show.